Radio Prague News.
A regional court judge who presided over high-profile criminal cases in the Czech Republic was murdered in his home on Monday. The Prime Minister attended an official ceremony in Lety, southern Bohemia, commemorating Romani victims of the Holocaust. Prague's Evropská Street remains closed with the exception of local trams. Police are investigating the brutal murder of Ostrava Regional Court Judge Miloslav Studnička, who was killed on Monday at his family home in the Novojičín area. The murder is thought to have taken place at around 11 a.m. The judge's throat had been cut, IDNES and Czech TV reported. Judge Studnička presided over a number of high-profile criminal cases in the Czech Republic, including that of the Vítkov arsonist who left a toddler with severe lifelong disabilities in a racially motivated attack. The defendants in that case were found guilty and received stiff prison sentences. The 64-year-old judge had inherited his home in Frenštát pod Radhoštěm and opted to move in, sources said. The Prime Minister and other officials attended an official ceremony on Monday at the site of a former concentration camp in Lety in southern Bohemia, commemorating Romani victims of the Holocaust. In his speech, the Prime Minister recalled that many interned at the site had died of hunger and disease and stressed that racial prejudice could never again be allowed to rule people's lives. At the same time, he admitted that the government did not have the necessary funds to remove a highly controversial pig farm in the vicinity, built after the war. Previous Czech governments were likewise unable ever to meet the high relocation costs demanded by the farm's owners. The Lety concentration camp was opened in 1940 during the German occupation of Bohemia and Moravia. 1,308 Roma were interned there. More than 300 died at the site, while more than 500 were sent on to the Auschwitz death camp in Poland. The Supreme State Attorney Pavel Zeman has met with the Justice Minister Pavel Blažek to discuss a new bill overseeing state prosecutors agreeing to work out individual details. The minister has made clear a good deal of debate and discussion will be required before the final wording is set. An emphasis is reportedly being put on added accountability on the part of prosecutors as well as the protection of their constitutional rights and freedoms. During their meeting, the Supreme State Attorney told the newly named minister he was insisting on his earlier recommendation of respected state prosecutor Lenka Bradáčová to head Prague's High State Attorney's Office. Prague's Evropská Street remains closed to traffic with the exception of local trams after a sinkhole 5 meters deep collapsed in a section of the road on Sunday. Prague Mayor Bohuslav Svoboda told Czech Radio on Monday the incident was in all likelihood not related to construction of a new metro tunnel 12 meters below the surface. Construction there is being conducted by Metrostav, which in the past was linked to a number of similar incidents in the city. Prague's Evropská Street connects the center of Prague with Ruzhinje International Airport and is one of the city's most heavily used routes. Buses and cars should be allowed back by the end of the week. Finally, a quick look at the weather. Mostly clear skies are expected into Tuesday, with daytime temperatures reaching highs of around 26 or 27 degrees Celsius. I'm Jan Vellingeren. That's the end of the news.